Hi everyone, welcome to Sped Homeschool Conversations. We are back for another week and another exciting interview, and tonight we are talking with Natalie Mack. Welcome, Natalie.
Yes, hi Peggy. Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. Thank you for being here. I am so excited. So this month we're kicking off April with a bang, and April in general is going to be a very exciting topic, especially we did not know that this pandemic was coming, but our theme this month is homeschool mom burnout. and you might experience a lot of burnout this month, and we want to be here to encourage you. And so, so our topic tonight is, Natalie and I talked, we met a long time ago, and I told her, I said, you have a gift for telling women just how beautiful they are. And so, so I'm excited to have you here to talk about this, because I think a lot of times we struggle with our own beauty and what is beautiful. And so that's what we're going to talk about tonight.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And I want to thank Bookshark for sponsoring this episode. We just thank you for your partnership with us and for advertising through us and supporting this broadcast. So we'll hear more from them about halfway through this conversation. But as we're getting started, Natalie, I would just like our audience to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do and how you help women feel beautiful.
Okay. All right. I am a Navy chaplain's spouse. So, and I am a big proponent and big fan of our military spouses. I try to shout out how awesome and fabulous we are all the time, because in many cases, we don't get the appreciation that I think we overall deserve. And a lot of times, I don't think we even pat ourselves on the back. Necessarily either. I'm going to cut my, I hope it doesn't affect, cut my speaker down.
No, you're doing good.
1 second, let me see. So I was trying to stop things from popping in, you know, notifications. But I don't know if I cut that down and I can't hear you. So in any case, but yeah, so I'm a Navy chaplain spouse and a homeschooling mom. We have 5 children. And I told someone, I was talking to Candace Duggar with Bully Broken and Redeemed. Mm-hmm. And I was saying, don't do the math, because my youngest is 12, or our youngest is 12, and then the oldest is 28. And so you do the math, you're like, wow, what in the world? But God has a sense of humor, and not that my youngest child, you know, that was something like necessarily to laugh at, other than I just know, I thank God for him blessing us with the gifts that he blesses us with in his own timing. Uh-huh. And I'm just thankful for that. And he was with me through that late pregnancy. And even the doctors were like, this is the best, you know, you're the best, like almost, I tell everyone, almost 42 year old, going through this, like, as you know. So I was like, oh, thank you God. So and so we have our youngest are boys 12, 18, and 23. And the 18 is headed to George Mason University in the fall, so he's excited. I'm proud of him. My 23 year old son is working on a congressional campaign in Anchorage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he moved right before all of the current crisis.
Wow.
And he's working on congressional campaign there. And so that's the 3 boys. And then we have 2 girls, one who's 25 and one who's 28. And the 25-year-old is working on her master's in social work at Howard University. And she played for, she graduated from Liberty University. She played on the Liberty Flames soccer team. She was one of the starter players for 4 years. So Yeah, I'm thankful for that. She just loves soccer. She's an incredibly gifted soccer player. And that's a whole nother testimony and things there. But and then our 28-year-old, shout out to her. She is a DC public school teacher. Well, actually, she is now an IB coordinator, International Baccalaureate coordinator at a local DC public school. And she has led in the past 3 or 4 trips, she's led DC public school students to China. Last year was Beijing and 2 other trips prior to that. So she's fluent in Mandarin. And yeah, so I'm so proud of them. So yeah, and I also, about 2.5 years ago, God led us to make the decision to bring our mom-in-law, my mom-in-law, into our home. So we're living in the sandwich generation. And so he's kind of opened my heart up to that and to get that message out about how that looks, especially homeschooling and living in the sandwich generation, and particularly when you have someone that you've brought into your home. I thank God, though, for how he's molding and shaping me and kids through
Right, yeah, that
this
whole new
season.
dynamic.
Yeah, it's a new dynamic. A year ago, well, about 14 months ago, I became a business owner. And so I am an independent consultant for Paparazzi Accessories, and I sell nickel and lead free $5 bling. And so,
And there's your Facebook page. I'm
yeah,
gonna go
thank you.
share
Thank you.
that.
So,
And I'm wearing some of Natalie's jewelry as well. Excited about
yes,
some of the last time I saw her.
I know. Yeah. So we have, I've been having the time of my life, and God has blessed me, in that, because I didn't see myself being a business owner, and it has been such an incredible opportunity, and I've been having so much fun on top of that. So out of that,
That's great.
yeah, out of that, I begin to kind of notice some particular things about women and beauty. And that's where I think led to the conversation that we had at the T1 conference, right?
Definitely. Yes. And it's just that so many people, women, don't see themselves as beautiful.
No.
And I think you do a really good job of helping women see that it's not just about what you put on. And how we present ourselves is it's a much more bigger package than our beauty industry wants to talk about.
Yes.
Definitely.
Very big.
So,
Yes.
yeah, and we want you to be part of this conversation. If you're watching, you have questions, you have comments, definitely put them in the feed. We will bring them into this conversation. We do turn this into a podcast, so you'll kind of be part of this as we go along too, and the full length video does stay on Facebook as well as YouTube, depending on where you're watching us from, as well as Periscope. So, yeah. Anyways, that. But we want you to bring your questions. We want to bring your comments to definitely add to what we have to talk about. So, as we get started, Natalie, I think a lot of women would say, me, beautiful, not really. Or, I've got that one thing that, makes me not beautiful. I remember that. It's my big nose. I used to struggle with that so much. What encouragement do you have for women that are kind of at that place where going, yes, this person's beautiful, that person's beautiful, but not me. I'm not included in that category.
Yeah, for me, the biggest encouragement has to come from our relationship with Christ and with the scripture. As humans, we struggle in so many ways in our humanness. We struggle, and it's really difficult to wrap our minds around how God sees us as beautiful when, as a human, what we see looks like a flaw.
Right.
you know, it looks like a negative. It looks like something we want to just get rid of or change. And I think that the biggest way is to just truly believe. And I was thinking about the Psalm 139, verse 14, which all of us or many of us may have heard, or, you know, and but it's, you know, that we are wonderfully and beautifully made, right? Marvelous are thy works. And so it goes back to the belief that who God is in our life and what we believe about him. And therefore, what do we believe about his word? And how relevant is that to us? Because we can't pick and choose what we believe. We have to. Now, I know that's easier said than done, because there are real challenges that even though you read the word, you hear the word, you believe, at the same time, you know, we're human and we're looking at it and going, okay, well, God, did you really mean, is this really?
Right, exactly.
You know, my ear's a little bit big, or, you know, whatever it could be, right?
Yeah.
You know, my arm's a little, you know, you hear the gamut. My arm's a little bit big. I got, you know, flat, you know, everything, right?
Like, I know. Really, and we all know it. We all can point out that one thing that bothers us the most.
Right. Yes. And it's glaring. It just feels like it's just there, right? Like, okay, God, you can't have meant this is beautiful. Like, and this can't be marvelous. Is this a work? Is this like, you know, but I think we have to just believe and trust in that word. We're not going to get some incredible revelation or, you know, incredible way to look at it other than just going back to the scriptures and truly spending time in the word, spending time with God and just hearing from him and making a choice, because we have free will, making a choice to believe what he says.
Right. Yeah, I remember when I was dealing with depression, I had scriptures that I knew were true.
Yeah.
And I would paste them up around my house and I would read them till I believed them.
Right.
Because it's like, I can't convince myself, but eventually my heart softened as I kept saying the words.
Right.
And that's almost what we need to do just with that one scripture verse.
You're
wonderfully and beautifully made.
Right.
Can you say it till you believe it?
Right. Good point. Yep. Can you say it until you believe it? And if you have to post it up around the house, you know, this is going to God in prayer and saying, because there are no surprises to him. So he already knows how you think about whatever it is you think.
So true.
To try to deny or think, oh, I'm hiding this from God, that's just, that's not the case. So he's just waiting. He's waiting for us to come to him and to lay it down and say, this is difficult for me. I am struggling right now with this. And I need your peace. I need to hear your word. I need to just feel that your word applies to me too.
You know, my son once said, you know, wrestling with scripture. It's, he said, and I thought that was fun. This was kind of funny the way he said it. He goes, you wrestle against God. You realize he's always going to win. And if you're going to leave just a little, you know, different, but he's always going to win. But he said, well, even when you wrestle like a real wrestler, you wrestle against people you know that are going to beat you because you know you'll learn through the process.
That's true.
And I think I took that away going, I have to wrestle with God over these truths, not because I'm going to win. I'm going to tell him I'm right.
Right.
But because I need him to change me through that wrestling so that it becomes part of me.
It's
something I learn from.
There's something to be learned in that whole process. You know, I'm not talking about a quick fix here, although it could be, because we don't know. Time is, you know, we don't understand time the way God understands time. And there are quick fixes. There are people who, for example, have addictions and say, God, please take this. And he takes it, you know? We don't know, but definitely there's a lot to be learned in that process of daily going before God and saying, here I am again. Here I am.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
And you know what I need. And yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. So, you know, that's a really good thing to, you know, even to put that on your mirror. Because I know a lot of women right now are really struggling. You know, I can't see my hairdresser. So my gray is starting to show. My eyebrows are getting a little bit more bloody than they normally are. And I can only tweeze as much as I can. You know, and so there's all these things that we're noticing and we can't, you know, fix. And so I think it becomes even more real as we're going through this time where we just kind of have to deal with it. What we can't cover up.
And isn't that true just with about everything now in life that we, you know, I mean, we just have to deal with where we are in all these different spaces of our life and, you know, and we're all seeking that peace that, okay, let me, I need peace. I need peace in my mind, peace from the voices that tell me differently, right? Mm-hmm. I just need peace. And I really think that this is a particularly spiritual battle right now also, that it's an opportune time for Satan to speak louder, whatever we were already being told, whatever lies we were being told, it's an opportunity for him, you know, to be louder with it and for us to be in that struggle. And so I think people need to be prepared that and to recognize that if you're struggling even more, it's not something that should be unexpected. It should be, okay, I need to be in prayer more because this is a hard, challenging time.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like, oh, this is just my rest time.
Exactly.
You know, we're going to get some extra nap, watch some extra shows. But yes, all the things that you avoided because you were able to keep busy, you know, I'm finding that a lot of people that I have seen that have been extremely busy are now having to deal with a lot of stuff that they've been avoiding dealing with.
Exactly.
And that's hard because it stares you in the face. It's there when you wake up in the morning. It's in your house. It's probably the people you live with.
That too, for a lot of people. Yeah. That too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's our internal struggles, like you're talking about. And a lot of it has to do with our own image, our own self-image, and what we think about ourselves.
Right.
And that's
exactly
very difficult.
I was thinking too, Peggy, about you know, about why women struggle. Why do we struggle so much with our own beauty? And I was thinking, and I made some notes, and one real thing is family history. I'm an inactive licensed therapist. I haven't practiced since we started homeschooling, so it's been quite a while. We are almost 20 years into homeschooling.
Wow.
So I'm totally inactive, but I still think, you know, that way. I'm a big person thinking about family history and motivation and all kinds of stuff. And so family history is a real challenge for a lot of people. What messages were you told in your, you know, family of origin? You know, what messages did someone tell you? What messages did you hear being told to other people? What messages did you hear mom say about herself? And what messages did you hear dad or whatever significant male figure, what messages did that person say? What messages did you not get that person inside of you still hungers for. Now, all of that shapes a lot of, that's who we are to this day, even though we have now become adults.
Right.
We're still carrying that.
And those memories, those things from our past are so much, they hinge what we base so much on, and we don't even think about them. And then the memory itself may be completely almost gone,
right?
But what it has grown into our thought process is still there. That's
so
true.
Yeah.
Can we pop in a comment from a
sure.
or question from a viewer?
Yeah.
Melanie asks, any tips on helping teenage girls who are bombarded already with false images of beauty and peer pressure and what to be or look like in a certain way?
Yeah.
Oh, that
yeah.
is
that's
a
your
good
yeah.
question.
That's actually a Melanie is a dear college friend.
Mm-hmm.
We attended Spelman College in Atlanta together, and so
awesome.
So I'm happy to see that she is on, and I know she has a young daughter,
mm-hmm.
and I know that this is a general a huge problem, a general across the board problem.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
With the teenage girls, you know, who are, like she said, bombarded with false images of beauty and peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even, you know, like, I remember, you know, being a teenager and there were, you know, the teen magazines that you got and, it, you know,
yes.
about, you know, the
exactly.
latest cover girl,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, all the different things. And so, even more so today with social media,
right.
and I'm a proponent of social media. I'm not one that is, it's all doomsday. I use social media. I do, you know, but I
mm-hmm.
think all things in balance. And so,
mm-hmm.
but with social media, the images and the peer pressure and the false images of beauty, like Melanie mentioned,
mm-hmm.
are real. They're even more real now than when we would just happen to be at the grocery store and we would see the magazines, you know.
Right, because it's people that you think, you know, don't have all that, you know, ways to improve themselves or, you know, they're just, this is their everyday, you know, it's a, that's what it comes off like.
Exactly.
Versus the lady that I was sitting behind on my I was thinking about this before we started, is my husband and I went to Curacao for our 25th wedding anniversary, and our flight got delayed, so we were on the tarmac for over 2 hours, and the lady sitting in front of me spent the entire 2 hours touching up her photos and putting them onto Instagram.
Oh,
and I thought, is that, I mean, you can't even look like yourself.
Yeah.
You have to touch everything up before you can put it in front of other people. And those are the images that they put off as, this is my normal, everyday, glamorous life.
Exactly, right.
And at the same time, her and her significant other were sitting on different sides of the plane because they couldn't stand being with each other.
Exactly, right.
It's like,
right.
Ah.
Right, yeah. I'm sorry, how any tips on helping teenage girls? I mean, the one of the big things is definitely be the person that the teenage daughter can come to and talk to.
Yeah.
You know, be that person that you can be you know, the affirming voice in that young girl's life. Okay, and if you can't be because you are still working through your own particular issues, then find some trusted female who can be that voice.
Right. Yes.
Definitely.
It's amazing.
It's
just
a
how
must.
A mentor can work in a girl's life. Because my babysitter would come to me, and it was funny because her mom, she was homeschooled too, and her mom goes, you tell her the same things I tell her and she believes you.
Why does that work that way? Who knows, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But definitely, yeah. So, and then also just, you know, try as much as possible to surround that young person with as much positive affirmations as possible, whether it's, you know, whether it's books about young women who, you know, did incredible things, and not so incredible that it's so far reaching, you know, I'm just saying, just
right.
kind of try to redirect it
mm-hmm.
into other avenues as much as possible. And the friend group, you know, it's really hard. I understand as homeschoolers, you know, we kind of have a little bit more, and basically most all parents are homeschooling now. We're doing school at home.
Right, exactly.
You know, there's that debate between, are you homeschooling or are you doing school at home? So,
mm-hmm.
but still we're all our kids at home, and these issues are probably more front and center now for families because the kids are around them more than when prior to us homeschooling. By the time I got my two girls back then were in a Montessori school. By the time I got home from, I left work and picked them up and we got home and dinner and schoolwork, even though they were like second grade and kindergarten, then there was minimal time to be that mentor, to be that voice, because literally you had this much of their day, you know?
Right.
So,
yeah.
But now people have a whole lot of, they have all their day, right? So this is the time to try to work on self and try to be that voice for the child. And So hopefully those ways. Yeah, it's a constant work though, because social media and peer pressure is a constant thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Candace too.
Hi Candace. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be an easy route.
You have to do. And what do they say? You have to hear a positive, so many more positives than negatives,
right.
just to counter that.
Yes.
And so to constantly, but not be fakey about it, but just really at least spend the time to think about what can I compliment my daughter on that is true, that's real, that is going to ground her in her own self-image about
And it's the small things. Like I was talking to someone months ago, and I was talking about the fact that so many moms, and this is not to beat up on moms because I love us so much. Our heart is, we love our family so much and our kids so much, but a lot of times I hear moms say things about themselves and their own body image, and they don't realize that they are the model for their daughters.
Right.
I also hear a lot of moms will make comments to their daughter that are not going to give them that positive, that good sound self-esteem.
Right.
There are ways to correct some things that if there are some valid things that you feel need to be corrected. For example, if you have a daughter that has an obesity problem, there are ways to correct that. Now, if you have an obesity problem as the mom, then there's things that, and there's different medical reasons people do. So I'm not going to get into that. I'm just saying in general, we have to think about who we are and what messages we're telling ourselves, and what are we saying?
You speak truth into its own being, and we forget that sometimes. And it's the what's going on in our head. I know when I was dealing with depression too, and it's so similar. Is that you're cycling these lies, and you have no idea you're even telling yourself.
I know. That's the enemy. That's the enemy that figures. You know, there's these open windows that, you know, the enemy comes in and seeks to kill and destroy. And it's not this huge, like, oh my gosh, I see this huge open window. It's these little cracks. It's these little cracks that we have that the enemy seeps in to say, okay. And you don't realize it, like you said, you don't realize that you're even thinking these things, and you don't always hear, you don't even hear yourself saying them out loud to, you know.
Yeah.
You really
don't. I used to tell people, when you catch yourself, write down what lie you just said.
Yeah.
Because I promise you, you're saying it more than just then. And then I want you to go to your concordance, find a scripture that opposes it, tells you what the truth is, write that down, stick it on your wall.
Exactly.
That is what you need to read.
Right.
That is exactly the lie you need to conquer.
Right. And it's not just negative words that we speak that about beauty, you know, it's negative words, period, about life. And because it's really hard to separate that you are speaking negatively about situations and life and circumstances.
Yeah, they all bundle together.
Positive over here. It's all in the air around you. And it's all mixing together. So it's about this being as positive as you can, working on your own issues, being very transparent, and being willing to see that your issues are impacting your daughters, your family. And I mean, we're not even talking about young men, because there's unique stuff happening there too, right?
Right.
But it's so this whole idea about the inner beauty in you is the spirit of God and the positiveness and your relationship with Christ. And it just, it's not so simple, but it is simple in some ways and not so.
Right. Yeah. Because it's we're constantly opposing it because of our nature.
Right.
Definitely. Well, we're going to hear from our sponsor. We're halfway through our show, so I'll let Natalie take a quick break.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back and we're going to keep on her list of that she had just started before we kind of took that tangent. So
okay.
I'll see you in just a moment, Natalie.
Yeah.
So thank you for joining us. And we want to thank Bookshark for sponsoring this episode. They have been an awesome partner for us at Sped Homeschool, and they've sponsored a lot of our episodes. But Bookshark is a literature-rich four-day faith-neutral curriculum. You can find more information at bookshark.com. But Kim McNary, a busy homeschool mom, says, "My daughter's on the spectrum as well as has OCD and has instantly taken to this curriculum. It's incredibly structured, which makes us both ecstatic. The books are great and the kids are awesome too." And she said, even with running around and doing therapy and all of that, she can fit everything in because it's 4 days, so she has that extra day, and it makes them happy as a lark. Well, Kim is right. Bookshark is fully planned out. It's a four-day homeschool curriculum that flexes to match your busy lifestyle. The detailed instructor's guide is everything laid out for you. It's easy to teach in mere minutes. Just open your guide, gather the resources, which are also given to you, and you just go. They have curriculums for ages 4 through 16. You can either buy just the single packets for different subjects or a whole package to cover everything you need. So definitely check out their website at bookshark.com, and you can get some free samples to try it out or request a catalog. And your kids will read between 35 to 50 engaging books a year, so that's awesome, or have read to them, because they do have that option as well. So anyways, thank you, Bookshark, and we are going to have Natalie back on, and we're going to continue this conversation that we've been having about bringing out the beauty within you. And boy, we hit some good things at the very beginning. And we had a comment from one of our viewers just as we were finishing up. She said, "So true, my daughter's in gymnastics, which is not always a forgiving sport." Oh yes, if you have body image issues. I've tried to show her that great athleticism of girls is all shapes and sizes. So true. I have huge arm muscles because I do aerial silks. And I can't even put certain shirts on because my daughter does the same as I do. And she's like, "Mom, my shoulders are just so big. I don't want to wear that."
That is difficult. Gymnastics. My youngest daughter was with soccer.
Yes.
And, you know, the really body image, the very thing that helps you be really strong in a sport, particularly for females, can be a difficult and challenging aspect. You know, it really is. People would joke and say, "Oh, you can tell the soccer girls, you know, even when they are dressed up, you can, you know," right. And a lot of times the dresses, you know, are above the knee, and you can tell, you know, the thighs and the quads and all, and you're like, oh, you know, but you want to, I'm not speaking, oh, just, you know, read the word and trust in God and things are just magically going to be okay. This is a constant work that we have to be doing. It's a constant affirmation. And some days you might not win that particular struggle with your thoughts about it. So it's like over time, and when you know, the average, if you on an average, you're doing mostly better, you know, with conquering your thoughts about it, then that's what we're aiming for. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I found when I was struggling most with my nose, that if I did something to accentuate a part of my body that was very far away from it, then I had the time to kind of deal personally with my own internal struggle.
Right.
And so I bought bright pink high tops. And so everybody's looking at my feet instead of my nose. And it just gave me this kind of sense of relief. So, you know, it's like for the girls with the, you know, the soccer and, you know, the big legs. It's like, do something where people are going to be looking up here.
Right.
Know? And it doesn't mean that, you know, that's going to fix your problem. But it's going to help just, like, give you that kind of, like, breath.
Right. Exactly. Yes. It'll give you, you know... Find something, you know, with being a business owner, I've learned so much about marketing and how you are always branding, you're always working on your brand. So I kind of wonder if there's something with this. What is your brand? Who are you?
Yeah.
You know, and those are the things. Who are you in Christ, and who? Where is God taking you, and what are your interests? Mm-hmm. And kind of like making that your brand,
right? Oh,
you know,
I love
that. This is who you are. This is, you know, I, you know, you. The pink. Did you say pink high tops?
Oh yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Which is so cool. Find who you are, and be confident. And you need to be that person. And we're all going to have, like, there are people that might not even like pink high tops, right?
Exactly.
There's people that not going to like something about you physically, right? Mm-hmm. People not going to like what you have on. So, you know, there's going to be people that way. But this is who I am. And this is basically my brand. And this is what I'm working on.
Well, I think that opposes what most people do. They turn to, I'm going to try to copy this person to be like them versus I'm going to try to be so unique that this accentuates the beauty of me.
Right.
And how I'm unique. And
I
love that. I mean, that's what we tell our parents all the time, you know, with their unique learners is there is something to be celebrated in this child. Don't look at just where they fail.
Right.
Because that's what the school system wants to tell
you.
But there is something beautiful and wonderful about your child, and that is what you want to focus on. And I think moms need to hear that too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so true. That's true. Definitely. Focus on that.
I love that, finding that brand, you know.
Yeah.
And it could be about a lot of different things that you do and you like and you, just about you. And
exactly. Yes. Yes. Who you are. So important, you know.
Yeah.
So important. I was listening to it was a live, and it was sponsored by someone in the same business, you know, that I'm in. And it was just talking about being confident and owning the space that you're in, you know, being confident when you prepare to walk into a room. And it's difficult for women, right, to walk into another room full of other women that you don't know.
Right.
And there's some valid reasons. Sometimes we're not the nicest to each other. And that goes back to that peer pressure to the teenage girls and even younger than teenage girls. I hear terrible stories of, you know, where kids aren't nice to each other. Girls are just not nice to each other. And we have to, as a community, as women, we have to realize that we have to fix this.
Yes.
It's nobody else's responsibility at all.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one else that is on the agenda. There's no one else who can impact us the way we can.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the media. It's not going to be social media. It's not going to be the news. It's not going to be. It's us as a community to begin to rise up and say enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so we have to work on how can we do that as a community to support each other. And like I was saying, one of the hardest things is walking into a room, because sometimes you don't know if you're going to be received. And you're thinking, oh, you know, someone's looking, like you said, your nose. And I'm like, or something, right? Or someone's looking at my, you know, my thighs because I'm that soccer player. Someone's looking at the arms because the gymnastics, you know. Mm-hmm. And all of those things probably feel like, you know, the reindeer Rudolph, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, but what did, you know, and of course, this is all, you know, myth. This is all a incredibly great Christmas time story, but
right.
Yeah, you know, the Rudolph didn't exist at all, but still, think about that. That red nose,
yeah,
was, you know, there was a reason for that, and it was a, you know, Santa got to deliver, right. You know, gifts,
the gift that, nobody wanted, I guess.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so. Very good point, and yeah, it's being able to see beyond our prejudices. I think that is what it gets down to, is what are you holding not only against yourself but against others?
Right.
Could be holding them back from being as beautiful as they want. And I know a lot of my team members have said, Peggy, you see things in me I don't even see.
Mm-hmm.
I so much want to do that, because I was like, you know, I said to one of them, I said, but I see it. Mm-hmm. I choose to see that in you, something that you don't even see yet at this point. And I want to be there to help you to be who you are.
Who you are, right.
And you know, that is how we build that culture, is we bring that out in women. You speak it. It's like when I saw you, Natalie, I'm like, this is what I, you know, I see in you. And, you know, this whole conversation started.
Yes.
This broadcast because of that.
Exactly.
And I went around the room, I think, during that time when people were selling things, and I'm like, and I see this in you. And that was one of my previous interviews. We were talking, and she's like, oh, I didn't even think of that perspective. But,
wow,
you know,
great.
See something in people that you can encourage.
Right.
And we can do it in our kids.
Yeah.
We can do it in other women around us. But just to build that culture and to strengthen one another.
Yes, definitely. To speak life into each other's.
Yeah.
And to speak life to each other, right? To be that encourager, to be that you know, that cheerleader, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a cheerleader, truly.
Yeah, you know, that's so important, mm-hmm. so important.
Yeah. So what lessons have you learned in selling jewelry to women? Just about why they buy it, what about it empowers them? You know, I kind of want to take that sidestep, because I think we do add things to our, like, our wardrobe with clothes and other things that can empower us. I mean, my daughter and I love to watch, you know, all those fashion shows where they're making fashion, and she sews a lot, so that's fun. But, you know, my husband's like, well, it's just about clothes. And I'm like, no, there's something about when you put an outfit on that just gives you confidence.
Yeah.
And it's not that it has to be expensive. It can just be some little thing.
Yeah.
But what is that?
Yeah. Well, it's been an interesting journey with selling and having my own business and my own jewelry business. You know, the price point of $5 is something that people have a hard time, because they think, oh my gosh, it's only $5. What's wrong with it? And hold on one second.
Right.
And you hate to cough now, because people go, oh,
I know.
It's actually, I should have brought some water in my throat, but anyway.
Oh no.
Yeah. But so at that price point, you know, it's very easy for people to think, oh, okay, I can afford that. Mm-hmm. And when they find out that our jewelry is nickel free and lead free, those who have sensitive skin don't have reactions. Because most costume, most fashion jewelry even that says hypoallergenic, it doesn't mean there's no nickel and it does not mean there's no lead. And so many people buy it thinking, oh, this says hypoallergenic, I'm going to be okay. And then you break out and you realize, no.
Yeah.
So it's typically the nickel and typically the lead that's in costume or fashion accessories. So Paparazzi doesn't have any, so that's cool. The price point is great. And so, but I tell people, you know, like you said, the whole thing is like, you know, there is this belief that I run into frequently, actually, in some communities, and not neighborhoods, I mean, just different walks of life, where it is a really difficult thing to wrap their mind around even accessories, even at the inexpensive cost of $5. And I think that I have had women who never really wore any jewelry buy the Paparazzi jewelry, just one necklace, and it's magical. And when I say magical, the mental transformation is like incredible. It is like, it's like a Cinderella effect, like, you know, Cinderella, the gown.
Exactly.
Oh, you know, prior to that, she's like just working her heart out, dealing with the evil stepmom and the evil stepsisters, right? And, you know, so in many cases, women, I've run into so many women that really struggle with, okay, I've never worn jewelry. And I don't really know how to wear it. And I don't even know if I would be comfortable wearing it. And along with that, we don't really understand how important it is to treat ourselves to these type of things. It's almost like a faux pas, like you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. And in many times, I honestly, even as a Christian, I run into this in a lot of Christian circles where it's really a challenge for a lot of Christian women to embrace wearing fashion accessories or certain fashion items or things like that. It's almost like a negative. And I think everything in moderation and everything in balance. And like I said, what happens when a woman hasn't worn jewelry and she puts on like our Paparazzi accessories or just costume jewelry, period? You know, it doesn't have to be a huge, like large necklace or anything that you're not comfortable. Go with what you're comfortable with. It can be a dainty necklace. You know, you might not like all of this animal print, red fringe and these big rings.
But you wear it well.
Right? You know, you might not. So I tell people, you know, Paparazzi has so many different styles and availability that don't look at what I wear, because this is me. I say fine with it.
I go a little more subtle. So I'm wearing exactly the same necklace as she is, which was so funny. We got on the camera and I'm like, but mine is gold and thin.
Yes,
totally gold.
So I tell people to be careful and just choose what they're comfortable with. I think the thing is that, and the notes I wrote about this is, if your inner perspective is based on the belief that you are beautiful and wonderfully made, okay, we go back to Psalm 139:14.
Yes.
If that inside belief is there, then it's okay to wear makeup. It's okay to wear, to be interested in fashion and clothing. It's okay. Like I have on, you know, magnetic lashes that I discovered.
Wow.
Recently. Yes, I discovered magnetic lashes.
About that.
So, yeah, and I'm loving them. And I never wore faux lashes before. But I had a little bit of interest and I was always like, oh, I don't think I want wax around my eyes. Well, now the magnetic ones, there's no wax and I love them.
Huh.
So I, you know, basically, yeah, so I actually started selling them too. So and that's a new business venture, definitely, the magnetic, yeah, Tori Bell. So I have been, and wearing jewelry is okay, because it's the inner person that.
Right, it's not your God, you know, that's, you know,
yes.
We put things before God, but
exactly.
If you are content with who you are,
right,
and then accentuating who God made you to be.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
celebrating that. I think exactly. too often we use fashion in a Christian sense to hide ourselves.
Yes.
And that yeah. becomes, unfortunately, not a way to worship.
Yeah, right. It really becomes a negative. And it spreads, like, throughout our community that, you know, and like you said, this is not, you know, where we are elevating ourselves above anyone else, or like you said, that, you know, this is accentuating your own beauty. This mm-hmm. is what I'm talking about. I know that some people, you know, may think, oh, I see women that go and they wear so much, or they do this and do that, mm-hmm. you know. I'm talking about not changing who you naturally are.
Right.
I'm yeah. saying keep who you are, because we're accepting who we are, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah. we're not really trying to, you know, like, I like my eyelashes already. Yeah. Now, adding these, it's fun.
It's fun.
There's exactly. There's a difference, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't have to put on makeup. I like how I look even without makeup. Mm-hmm. But when I put on makeup, it's fun. Mm-hmm. So exactly. it's that balance. Yeah. It starts here, mm-hmm. right? It starts here. And so I think we have to be really careful about the messages that we're giving, that we're saying, and things that, you know, that we're speaking out into the, you know, into the lives of people around us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to put up Melanie's comment, because she said, I want to thank Natalie for introducing me to her products. Buying her jewelry was a small way for me to be able to do something just for me.
Aww.
I think, you know, that's what we talked about too, is a lot of our moms, especially moms with kids who have special needs,
yes.
we give so much to others that yes. we just forget about ourselves. Or we think, you know, I remember the messages I got from my mom was, I don't deserve it.
Yes.
I have to keep giving because I'm just not good enough. Yeah. And so those are what we tell ourselves, you know,
yeah.
like she says, it's easy to get lost doing things for kids, your spouse, your aging parents. We forget about ourselves. We're so busy
right.
serving others.
Yeah. It is easy to get lost. I've thought, like I said, since I've been in business with the, Bella Bling business I have, you know, I've thought a lot about this, and I realize that when I look back and I look back at pictures, and I didn't always have on jewelry, and there were many, many pictures where I didn't have any makeup on, and I hadn't waxed my eyebrows or anything like that. And over the years, I was in the thick of it. I call it the peanut butter and jelly year.
Yes.
That's what it was, right? The little kids, you know, you have kids and you're raising mm-hmm. them. And in our case, we're homeschooling
yeah.
and life was really busy. You know, you have your husband and you want to spend time with your husband and be the best version of yourself for him that you can be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your relationship with God, and it's just the community and volunteering. And it's just, the list is long.
It's right, exactly.
So I look back and I say, you know, initially I went, oh my gosh, I didn't have on any. Oh, and I thought, okay, no, I was doing what I was doing in that season. And would I do something differently now? Probably so. Probably so. But I wasn't even aware. I was so busy.
Right.
I was so busy just mm-hmm. surviving mm-hmm. that I didn't think about it. So I try to get the message out to young wives and young moms earlier that, you know, pause for a moment, do things for yourself. It's okay to treat yourself within your budget. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It makes us so much more fulfilled in many ways. Mm-hmm. Okay. And
yeah.
to just stop for a moment and think about it. Mm-hmm. And I realized that we had a blessed opportunity to, as a Navy family, to move over to Southern Italy, to Naples.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for the opportunities we've had to travel and live so many different places. And we've lived overseas twice as a military family. So this last one, like I said, was Napoli, and it's dear, it's so much here in my heart. I realize how much I'm using my hands, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, did I use my hands that much before I lived in Southern Italy? Or did I pick this up as an Italian thing or what? But I think I noticed the women, you know, always dressed. And something clicked in me, and I remembered who I used to be before I became a wife, and even more so before I had children. And this is nothing, no fault to my husband, no fault to the kids. I wasn't, my arm wasn't twisted to live a certain way.
Right.
Life was good. I look back with fondness. I'm thankful. Mm-hmm. Those were awesome years. But, you know, I look and I go, oh, wow, the person before that season of being a mom, oh, she liked fashion. she liked makeup. You know, and I think, oh, what happened? Mm-hmm. Well, but I have, important thing is to have grace with yourself.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Have grace with yourself. There's always opportunities to change. There's always opportunities to begin to look at something differently. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I encourage women, that it's okay. You can accessorize. And for the $5 price point, you can buy something for yourself.
Yes.
And you put it on and you feel like I said, so many women say, wow, I really, oh, this is so pretty. Or, oh, I have photos to take and I just need a simple necklace. And then they are like, oh, I really like that.
Right.
Yes, my picture looks so nice with just that nice, simple necklace, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
So, and the smile on their face and how they feel about it, it just brings me so much joy. I love to be a vendor, for example, because women come and they're like, I need this for a certain outfit, or I really don't wear jewelry, but I want to. Can you help me? And I'm like, yeah, yes, I can help.
And yes, she can. That's awesome. Yeah, I so agree. It's and we do have to give ourselves a lot of grace for things that we see hindsight.
Yes.
That you maybe go, oh, you know, well, at least you see it now. That was one thing I told somebody I was mentoring. She's like, I keep seeing it now, but I'm like, at least you see it. You didn't see it before.
Right.
So,
right. Maybe you weren't supposed to see it before.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
Had too many other things going on.
Yeah, right. So, we just don't know. So, but now you see it. Now you know, you do better, right?
Right. Exactly. So I've had Natalie's Facebook page up on there. It's Bella Bling by Natalie, but you can find that on Facebook either using that URL or just looking it up on Facebook. But definitely check that out. She does some great videos with showing all the new stuff that's she has, and you can right there. So that's,
definitely.
I haven't joined in a long time. I'm busy.
I know. I do live shows on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And so we have a lot of fun. We do trivia pursuit and blingo, and I give away freebies, and I just bond with the ladies. And I tell people now, particularly in this season, you know, everyone's budget's different and people are stressed and worried, but come on just to have some fun time with other ladies.
Exactly.
Come on to relax. You don't even have to purchase. I'm not that type of push.
It's very entertaining.
To be entertained. Sometimes I'm wearing, like, for St. Patrick's Day, I had this green, like, hat on and these green ponytails hanging down. And I had a lady say, she was clicking through Facebook and she saw me and she's like, oh, so she came. So I love to just have fun with the ladies that come on. And so come on just to relax and to take a little bit of time for yourself to just kind of bond and laugh and fellowship.
Yeah.
That's one of the good things about social media, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And in just a couple minutes, I'm going to be flipping over to our next show, which is Mom's Night Out.
Yeah.
So you can find that link on our, it's in our Facebook group. or else you can find the clothes link on our website. It's under Mom's Night Out. But if you go to our homepage, the COVID-19 page, we have a whole bunch of resources just for emergency homeschooling, and our special moms night out is part of that, that every Tuesday night. You can even get on camera like Natalie with me. So,
Peggy will get you there.
I will get you there, and it doesn't matter. The ladies last week were talking about having a pajama party, and I said, I'd have to change in 1 minute. Right. We might make that work still. We'll have to see. But we also want to thank Bookshark for sponsoring this episode. Bookshark, we thank you so much for your support for Sped Homeschool. And definitely check out our website at spedhomeschool.com. We have an ongoing, on-demand, live, or on-demand, free, at-home special education conference going now through the end of the summer. We have a vendor hall on there, and it's getting updated on a regular basis, but almost 1,000 different episodes of shorts and longs of this program, and also our board members' talks mixed in there. So lots of really good content. You can search and find exactly what you want, and we have a step-by-step how to build your own conference with our free resources.
Oh, great. I need to get that out to the military community.
Yeah.
The homeschool community.
Share that with you. Definitely. Yeah. But thanks so much, Natalie.
Thank you, Peggy.
This was so fun, and I'm sorry that it's done, because we could probably go for another hour.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
Yes, well, thank you for your time, and thank you all for joining us.
Hopefully
we'll see some of you in our Mom's Night Out in just a few minutes.
But yes.
Have a good night, everybody. Oh, and next week we have... We're going to talk with three homeschool consultants from Home Life Academy about strategies to prevent homeschool burnout. It's not going to be just special needs related. It's going to be all moms related about not burning out. So that'll be good.
That's key.
So, definitely. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.